This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. We're about to go in the huddle, talk about Micah Parsons, Matthew Stafford, their status. But first, we did say goodbye to Lee Corso on College Game Day over the weekend. Did y'all see any of this coverage?
Yeah.
Dude. Overwhelming.
So yeah. Good.
It was.
Shout out to Fox for putting it on, too. I don't know if you guys saw that. That was
yeah,
cool.
And they've done – Fox and ESPN are suddenly getting along. This is weird because remember they did the app thing? They're doing it where you can bundle it. That was really cool of them to do that. I really appreciated them working together. My neighbor Risto texts me as game day came on. He goes, it's very fitting that Corso's wearing a tux. And because it was a big moment for him. And it's also kind of his, you know, his personality, the entertainment factor – that he brought to that show. Talk about eras, you know. We kind of Mike and I were discussing pregame this morning. We host pregame for the Falcons Radio Network, and we're trying to talking about like the Michael Penix era kind of begins, and that was the end of an era for college football because that show has really taken coverage of college football, and I'm talking about College Game Day to a different level, and there's never been a show. Or that show's never been in existence where he wasn't a mainstay on it, right?
Yeah.
And now he's not. And that mantle's kind of passed off to two people with Saban and Pat McAfee have to fill the void that a prime Lee Corso is leaving. You know, yeah. And I'm saying he's not in his prime anymore, but when he was there, that was what he was.
I tweeted as much as well. I put it out there on my Twitter account, and I was like, you know, it just feels like it's not just Corso leaving. It is the end of an era. It's the end of the innocent era of college football. And, you know, it was just crazy. And more so than I've ever heard before to hear, you know, kind of commentators and in-game analysts talking about the amount of money that these teams paid for certain players and how this guy is this much and this guy is this much. It was just crazy to me. And Corso leaving game day to me was like, the last like candle lit of that previous 30 years. It just was like, okay, well, we're moving on and it's still going to love college football, but it's just different now without Corso and without some of the innocence that college football once had.
Yeah. And I give Ohio State credit as well. They put them on the field. They didn't put them on the sideline. They put them in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
And it was a whole thing. And they gave them the original head gear that he picked back then. It's rough. It's rough because it's like, as you get older, the things that you grew up on go away. And I grew up on College Game Day and with Lee Corso on it. And now he's walked away. Herb Street's there. And I always remember Herb Street for the most part,
sure.
But the dog is becoming a problem for me.
Well,
because
can we finish our thought on Corso?
I know, but the dog pooped out there when they're trying to kick the field goal.
Okay,
with the McAfee thing, but yeah, it was a cool moment, and I thought I'm hard on ESPN and I'm hard on a lot of these networks, but everybody involved handled it perfectly.
Did you because I flipped. Once game day was over, obviously a lot of people flipped over to Fox because the game was on Fox.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that like Fox's Big Noon Kickoff didn't finish their show till like 12:10.
Like they always do that though.
They push it back. I watched that show a lot, but I never noticed it being that far behind when they're doing kind of the end of their show. It was like they were like, all right, cool. But when everybody flips the channel and comes to Fox, we're still going to be on, and it's going to give everybody kind of the taste of what we do. And I'm a huge fan of Big Noon Kickoff.
Yeah,
to put it mildly,
your boy's on there. Yeah. Your teammate, your friend.
Love watching Mark Ingram on.
Let me tell you something. They had I tweeted this. If you want to talk about, they had a stand up with Portnoy, Matt Leinart, Brady Quinn, and Mark Ingram, and the camera angle they used did Mark Ingram and Dave Portnoy no justice because they've got Leinart, and I don't know how you. I'll be honest, as a short guy, I don't know what you're as a producer how you line up.
Right.
Because they had Brady Quinn and Leinart as the bookends. And I mean, it looked like encyclopedia to like a daggum pocket Bible.
Have you ever
seen
them?
Two of them, and then back to encyclopedia.
The video of the two guys that were standing next to Rappaport in a live hit, and he was standing on a box, and they called him out on live TV, and he got so mad.
Yeah.
They were like, almost as cool as that box you're standing on. Anyways, and he was like, you can see on his face, he was like, you.
Brady Quinn looked massive.
He's a big dude.
And he's not a small, and neither is Matt Leinart, but they looked like professional wrestlers standing with their kids.
Well, if you are curious, Game Day has said nobody will be continuing on with the headgear tradition. That is finished.
Nor should they. They probably need to find a way to make it entertaining at the end still, but nor should they. That was one person's, and only one person should have ever done that. So I agree wholeheartedly with that decision.
Now, let's talk about Micah. Micah Parsons back in the headlines for an unfortunate reason. He's been dealing with a L4, L5 facet joint sprain in his back. He might need an injection before Sunday's game against the Detroit Lions if needed to help him play.
Well, Dallas cleared him, and then he wanted a second opinion, and then he suddenly gets traded, and somehow he passes the physical, and now he needs injections. There's fallout. I don't want to go too far down in the weeds, but there's fallout with Dak is getting heat for some of the things he said about. I just want to ask you, Mike. I'm starting to think Micah Parsons, while Trayvon Diggs loved him, wasn't the most loved person in that locker room back in Dallas, which is odd. Nonetheless, he's still the best defensive player right now in the NFL, and Green Bay is hoping, hey, that this is something that doesn't linger.
Well, let me ask you this. You categorize that as odd. Why do you say it's odd? Why do you think it's odd?
Because look, put it this way. Everybody said they should wholeheartedly pay him and that Jerry screwed up by not paying him. And so it's odd to me that everyone around the team that covers him and all these people said that he should just be paid when he's not overly loved. And is that part of the thought process? Because Deron Blaine just got paid by Dallas, like $92 million.
Yeah.
Is that part of the thought process that he didn't get paid?
Yeah.
Was because he wasn't, they didn't, and Jerry mentioned it, and Jerry got ton of heat. What do you mean you want him to be a leader and all this stuff? Well, maybe that's why some of this played out the way it did.
Yeah. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I would just say that I think that when you look at his situation and you look at the leadership and everything that comes along with it, he's a guy that was very outspoken but very good at a young age. And so I think that that's one of the things that you're dealing with in terms of that with him. So I wouldn't make too much of it. It is what it is. Anytime a guy leaves, it kind of comes to fruition that it's one of those things.
Real quick, the Rams are expecting Matthew Stafford to start Sunday against the Texans. He's been dealing with a back issue and missed all of training camp, but Sean McVay says he's good to go.
Yeah, good for Sean McVay. I think anytime you talk about that kind of scenario and really just wanting to start week one off and make sure things are off on the right foot, it is what it is. I think there's going to be a lot of things like this kind of going around. We've already talked about Darnell a bunch today and, Caleb and other things like that. But they just kind of fits the roles. And you just hope everybody's healthy moving towards week one, and it is what it is.
Yeah, you wonder about the timing issues that they might have. This guy about to join us here can talk about maybe the timing issues that receivers might have with quarterbacks as he tries to go against them. But that's the one thing I would think about is the timing issues of what they might have going on with that would be the only thing I would think of for Stafford because he's a veteran. He knows what they're doing. He knows that offense. He knows what they want to do.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Well, look, we are joined in the. I don't want to cue the music running down right now, but Dylan's going to have to bury it because we do have CB1 AJ Terrell stepping in the building. You can put those headphones on right there, my friend, and we'll make sure we get it hooked up, man. But appreciate you hanging out with us. Thanks for stepping in. I know that hey, you got. Yeah, sorry about that. we got you. We're good. Now you just talking in the microphone.
Do I got to be up close?
Pull it toward you.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
man. Hey, you're in our dojo now. Yeah. You know what I mean? We've been out there training camp the last couple years. So. You step in our dojo. Appreciate you hanging out with us, man. Everything good? I know you were downstairs with the people over at V.
Yep.
And you got a bunch of stuff you're pushing. We'll get into that in a minute. But okay.
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah,
good morning.
The vibes are high.
Yeah,
that's what we want to get. We want to get the Flowery Branch report, man. Yeah. How's the team feeling out there and everything else?
No, we good. We ready to rock and roll. You know, closing in on the week one. All the guys ready, bro. I can't say too much. You know,
Man. Hey, look, just keep it right there. That's all we're looking for.
You know, that's how we feeling right now.
Let's just keep it right there. That's all we're kind of looking for right now.
Did you make it to Clemson to watch your brother play this weekend?
I'm watching that
with a neighbor of mine. He's a Notre Dame fan. He doesn't watch a lot of Clemson. He's like, what are they doing? Why are they getting on the bus? And I was like, no, this is their thing. They get on the bus ready to play, and they drive around the stadium and run down the hill. What's it like? How is that tradition play out? Like, what is that like as a player on game day?
Nah, it's good. I can walk you down on the whole experience. So what we do is we come out the tunnel, we load the buses, we put in. So they give us like these all in chips that we got to put in the bucket. You know, it's like a little saying at Clemson. You know, we all in. So we got like a Clemson coin that we put in the bucket. Then we go get on the buses, right? Load the buses up. Everybody got on, you know, uniforms, and the coaches get on there. As soon as we get on the bus, everybody acting rowdy. They take off with the bus, and they make two rights. By the time we get to the hill, you know, everybody run off the bus. We go line up on the hill, you know, get the praise from the crowd.
Hey,
overlooking the whole stadium from the hill, so it looked real good.
Let's go. Yeah.
The crowd going crazy, and you just wait to hear that bomb go. Once the bomb go, we run down the hill, make your little leap. I never jump for real because, you know, I refuse to get hurt before the game.
I was going
to
say, is it scary running down that hill?
I never jumped, but just running down the hill and running all the way to the sideline is crazy feeling, you know.
It's like a shot of adrenaline in your veins.
I don't think nobody got a better interest than we do.
Yeah, cornerback one, AJ Terrell, hanging out with us here on the morning shift. I want to get to some of the AJT Foundation stuff. I know you guys got a big event coming up in October. You know, we also are joined by Elena Allen, athletic director at Frederick Douglass High School. You got some cool things going on with that. Let's just talk for one quick second about week one, Tampa. There's, you know, talk about wide receivers on both sides being in or being out. What's that matchup like? Mike Evans, you've obviously seen tape on Emeka Egbuka. Anytime you know a guy like that, and it's every week in the NFL, but anytime you know a receiver like that is lining up across from him, you're like, go time, baby. Like, you strap in.
Like you said, it's like that every week in the league. So just being – all you can do is prepare, you know, and be ready on game day at the same time, just compete at a high level, have supreme confidence, which, you know, that CB1 position is got to have it, you know, with the confidence side. But just going in and handling the dirty work. We know what we got going on week one. It's nothing new with Tampa. But at the same time, we just got to, you know, just win, 1-0 each week.
Love it.
Well, let's talk about what you guys have coming up. You have Mr. Atlanta's Rollerball, Friday, October 3rd at Mercedes-Benz. Give us a little info. What's going on here?
Yeah, so we're going to open up the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We're going to have a throwback kind of 90s type of vibe skating party. It's going to be open for all, you know, Atlanta's top DJs and have a whole Lemon Pepper VIP section.
Yes.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? But it's a 90s type of vibe. You know, we're going to go in there with any of your vintage wear, jerseys, big tees, whatever, baggy pants.
Let's go.
However you dressed in the 90s, you know, we just going to have
fun.
You're
too young for all that, yeah, man. That was our vibe back then.
It's like our 70s parties in the 90s.
I was born in the 90s, though, so I could talk about it
there
a little bit.
There you go. I love it, man.
But, it's just going to be a good time. Have some iconic foods and drinks and just have a great time with family and friends.
Yeah, I want to let people know you can go to ajtfoundation.org/rollerball if you want to get more information on that. And like I said, you have Miss Elena Allen hanging out with you today, the athletic director at Frederick Douglass. Miss Allen, if you'll take that microphone and just point it towards you. I want to hear what this guy has meant and how you fit into all this and how cool it's been to have somebody like the foundation support some of the things you're trying to do at Frederick Douglass.
Well, A.J. Terrell, his academy has done so much for our athletic program, our school as a whole. We have two academic coaches through his foundation. They help, obviously, with tutoring, just a bunch of different things. But like I said, one of the things that his foundation does is they're intentional about the work that they do. They ask questions. They say, what do you need? And they provide it. And so, like I said, it's huge for us, and we're honored and privileged to even be a part of the foundation, to be chosen as one of the schools with the academy.
Yeah. How important for it is for y'all as for the school to have a guy that not only plays here but grew up here and is so much a part of the community to help grow you guys year over year?
I think that's even bigger because of the fact that he's from the community. He's not too far from Frederick Douglass High School. He's from Atlanta, and to see, you know, he gravitate from high school to college to play for the Exeter Falcons, where he probably watched play when he was young. And for our student athletes to see him, it's motivation. And then they're going to know, too, once they reach that peak, that they're going to actually come back and give back as well and be intentional about the work that they do.
All right, we are hanging out with A.J. Terrell, a Falcons cornerback, and we've got him a little bit longer, so hang tight. We're going to ask him more questions next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
In the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.